It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Down here live at Frankfort, Kansas, for our final 2025 basketball broadcast here of the year. Of course, we'll pick things back up in 2026, January the 2nd. But before then, of course, we got to end this one out. And we end it off here on a good note. Our final matchup is the Frankfort Wildcats of Class 1A Division 1 taking host to the Onega Buffaloes of Class 1A Division 1. We got a girls matchup, and then we'll have a boys matchup. Girls set to start here in about 10 minutes, 14 seconds. Again, I'm Credit Profit back in studio. Seth and Bobby, big cast and crew here today. Again, our final broadcast of 2025 before we get back into the group in 2026. Should be a good one, though. Frankfort and Onega. Again, that first matchup here, we'll have the girls head coaching of the Frankfort Wildcats first year season. Second year overall as a head coach, Doug Thompson. This season, Frankfort girls 3-3 here on the start for the Onega girls right now. Head coached by Adam Kupal, who's also in his first year head coach here over Onega. He's on a 2-2 start here for the Onega Buffaloes. And then we turn the tide over here and we look over at the boys' side. Frankfort boys head coach by Adam Schreiner, who's in his third season, his ninth overall season as the head coach, and a 4-2 start with the Frankfort Wildcat boys. Onega Buffaloes boys team is head coached by Jason Claycamp, also in his third season. He is 2-2 here on the start. So kind of a lot of mirroring here on both sides, a lot of reflection. We should have some pretty good matchups here as tonight goes on. We'll take a quick two-minute break. We'll come back and we'll dive straight here into the girls' matchup, get a more in-depth breakdown of this upcoming game. Again, it's the Frankfort Wildcats taking on the Onega Buffaloes, all here at 92.1 KMZA.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well, offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
As the season gathers us close, we hope you find moments of restoration tucked between the celebrations, quiet breaths, shared laughter, and small rituals that keep both body and mind steady. The holidays can be joyful, but they can also be demanding, and caring for yourself is not an indulgence. It's a gift you also give to the people who count on you. At Holton Community Hospital, their family medicine team is here throughout the entire season, ready to support your wellness. Whether you're managing a lingering cough, navigating stress, or simply needing guidance to stay healthy, take gentle care of yourself and those that you love. From everybody at Holton Community Hospital, happy holidays.
Hi, I'm Brandy Leiborger, Activity Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. Activities, community involvement. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we do whatever it takes to assist our community members with a home-like schedule. The Seneca and surrounding communities are very involved in activities, volunteering in our building by playing cards, assisting with Mass, Communion, Bingo, hosting Rosary every day at 4 p.m., and so much more. Check us out on Facebook or come and see us today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
This holiday season, all of us...
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Brennan Profit. Back in studio, Seth and Bobby again. Good matchup here to end 2025 before we get into 2026, that part of the season. But again, here's the Frankfort Wildcats of Class 1A Division 1 taking host to the Onega Buffaloes of Class 1A Division 1 as well. We got our girls matchup and then our boys matchup all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. And we dive deep here into this girls' matchup. Again, we talked about it. Doug Thompson, head coaching here. First season with the Frankfort Wildcats as the girls' coach, but he's previously head coach at Washington County. This season, the Frankfort Wildcats are returning 4 returning starters and 6 letter winners after losing just 1 senior last season. A season that finished 5-17, going 4-2 in the first 6 games of the season before the Frankfort Wildcats lost their next straight 14 games, finding their last win of the year in a sub-state opening round against the Washington County Tigers, 57-55, and a massive upset. A big highlight of that season. Fortunately, Frankfort would be eliminated by Clifton Clyde, 56-31 in the semifinal round. Of course, we already know that the Frankfort girls are off to a decent start this season, 3-3 here on the year. They're 0-1 at home, but I'll tell you what, you go back to the volleyball season this year, they had an incredible one to get to the state tournament, one that was most likely the biggest underdog run we've seen here in the last couple of years. And again, the Frankfort girls, they battled very hard to get that opportunity to go all the way out to Dodge City. And here again, they'll have another chance to take maybe a trip this year in state and potentially girls basketball as well. They got lots of athletes, lots of returners, plenty of seniors here on the roster. We'll get you starters right before the tip-off action. But you know, talking about big players here on this team, Lorelai Loizo, a 5'10" senior. She's one of the returning forwards from last season, a great shooter and rebounder, averaging 5.8 points per game. She's got 50 rebounds on this season, as well as 35 points here on the year as well. She has just been an incredible shooter, 3 of 13 also from beyond the arc, 8 of 18 from the free throw line. So we talk about a player tonight who's going to be mixing and stirring inside the paint for the Frankfort Wildcats, hanging out underneath the Christmas tree, dumping in plenty of presents. It's going to be Lorelai Loizo, the 5'10" senior for the Frankfort Wildcats, who's helped this team average out 34 points per game in their first 6 games, which, again, we kind of talked about that point total per game, 34 points per game, allowing 38.7 points per game. This is a Frankfort team that right now just really hasn't gotten on the offensive electrical start that they're really looking for. They're looking for the ability to start, get out, and get going here, and make you have the opportunity to do it here before the end of 2025. Real quick, let's talk about the Onega Buffaloes real fast. Again, head coach by Onega Kufal, who's also in his first year head coach. He was actually hired just a week before the season started, but of course he's already very recognized here amongst the Onega team, as he was the head coach of the baseball team and still is the head coach of Onega baseball. Right now this team returns 3 returning starters and 6 letter winners, so a lot of returning players here to this year's team, a team that went 8-12 overall last year and a 2-7 mark left in the Twin Valley League. The impressive thing about Onega is that last season, they hosted a playoff game for the first time in 12 seasons. They actually won it as well. They beat Royal Vista 56-43 in that first round of sub-state. But again, they do lose a lot of players from last year's team. Bridget Campbell, Annie Forrest, and Delaney Figge all to graduation. I had this Onega team on Tuesday against Jackson Heights. It was 37-32 finale. Back-to-back losses now here for Onega. But I'll tell you what, that was a game that they fought really hard in that first half, through and through. They took the lead at the very end of the first half, 22-21, off of Mackenzie Dorsey, the 5'7" junior layup in to take the lead, 22-21. But unfortunately, Onega, they were outscored 10-2 in that third quarter and really just couldn't catapult themselves back into that game like they could have wanted to in quarter four. But they battled hard this season, averaging 44 points per game and only giving up 35.75 points per game so far this year. All right, we're going to take one more timeout here, 2 minutes aside, and we'll come right back. We'll give you some starters here for tonight's matchup. Again, it's the Frankfort Wildcats taking on the Onega Buffaloes, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
This holiday season, all of us at SBS Insurance want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We're thankful for our customers, our neighbors, and the communities we serve. May your days be merry, your travels be safe, and the new year bring health, happiness, and new beginnings. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's from SBS Insurance.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
With steel, batteries are included. This holiday season, give a gift that's ready to go right out of the box. For everything from cleaning up the yard to cutting up firewood, Steel Tools check off the wish list and knock out the to-do list. And right now, buy select battery tool sets and get a free extra battery. Visit SteelDealers.com for holiday deals and gift ideas. Happy holidays from Steel.
Visit your local Steel dealer, Heinen True Value Farm Supply on Main in Seneca.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sideline supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion, or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
The return here on the MSU Sports Radio Network, Reporter 92.1 KMZA. Again, this is our matchup here before the winter break, and then teams, of course, taking some time off. Well, at least the Omega Buffaloes will be taking some time off here. Frankfort, they'll actually be playing a holiday tournament. They have Fayetteville, Thayer, Central, Rock Hills all upcoming here, the 22nd, 30th, and 31st here, all of this month. So again, the Frankfort Wildcats of Class 1A Division 1 here hosting the Onega Buffaloes of Class 1A Division 1. Again, we got a girls matchup here, and then we'll follow a little bit on in the night. We'll have our boys matchup. We got starters here on the floor, starting here with the away team for the Onega Buffaloes. Number 10, Willow Hawksedler, the 5'5" junior. Lauren Martin, the 5'9" junior. Jaden Haskin, the 5'8" senior. Abby Ringel, the 5'8" senior. And Mackenzie Dorsey, the 5'7" junior. The Onega Buffaloes are head coached by Adam Kupo in his first season here as the girls' head coach. And for the Frankfort Wildcats, it's Lorelai Lewiser, the 5'10" senior. Savannah Jackson, the 5'7" senior. Miley Haug, the 5'5" junior. Holland Shirley, the 5'5" senior. And Tessa Parthmer, the 5'9" junior. The Frankfort Wildcats are head coached by Doug Thompson, who's in his first season here with the Frankfort Wildcats. He previously head coached at Washington County. Last season, Frankfort Wildcats, they were 1-2 against Onega. They won the first matchup 51-35. That was in the first part of the season where Frankfort went 4-2 in their first six games. And after that second part of the season, being a Buffaloes, they had a huge win, the Twin Valley League tournament over Frankfort, 58-50. And at the very near end of the season, they're 46-36. Frankfort Wildcats, again, they won their first ever state title in program history just two seasons ago, and here they look for a chance to, again, propel themselves to another state appearance and maybe another state championship title as well this season. But it's a long way up to the top here, especially for both these teams, but a lot of them return a lot of starters and a lot of players. We'll be right back here after this, and we'll get right on to our tip-off here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice would like to wish you and your family health and happiness this holiday season. Throughout the entire year, we strive to stay focused on our mission of providing personalized, compassionate care to those in Nemaha County and the surrounding communities. As we step into 2026, we want you to know that Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice are here for you and your family. We're people you know and care you trust.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, The loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
And we're already off from our tip-off again, the Frankfort Wildcats against the Onega Buffaloes down here in Frankfort, Kansas. It's our girls' matchup here to start. And Onega already here with an early rebound from Lauren Martin in Onega's offense. Now start with their first possession of the game, working left to right of your dial. The Onega Buffaloes and the Black Tops, Black Bombs with the orange numerals and linings, with the Frankfort Wildcats and the White Tops, White Bottoms with the red numerals and linings. Here for your Onega, again trying to get the score going. They look underneath to Abby Ringel, and Ringel goes in for two. Martin with the early assist. And the Onega Buffaloes take the 2-0 lead, 7:17 to go in quarter number one. Frankfort again dominated this matchup, Onega dominated this matchup last season, winning two out of the three games, winning the last two straight as well. And here's a three-pointer to respond from Frankfort Hall, and Shirley with the deep three. Shirley, who's averaging 2.3 points per game, well, already she's nailed past that average with a huge three-point shot from the top of the perimeter. Here's Onega back with it. Now down by one, 3-2 already. Our first lead change of the game. And looks like this ball is going to go out of bounds on the far boundary. And that'll be a turnover for the Onega Buffaloes. Now Frankfort takes back here over the possession, working right to left down the floor. Tessa Parsons, the 5'9" junior. She looks out to her left side. She finds Shirley, just hit the three-point shot. Now to the corner to Savannah Jackson. Jackson up to Haug. Haug inside to Jackson. Jackson kicking it back out. Now around the perimeter. Shot clock at 18. And this ball gets loose and out jammed in the right corner. Picked up by Frankfort. Only 12 seconds on the shot clock. And then a long two is hit by Lorelei Loizo. Five straight points now here for the Frankfort Wildcats. 5-2, a three-point lead now over Onega. After Omega started the scoring, rebound by Tessa Parthmer after the missed shot from the Buffaloes. Now Frankfort takes it down the court. Parthmer driving left side lane and over the top of the steal. And Ringo comes down with the rebound for the Onega Buffaloes. And quickly, Parthmer getting the ball right back for her team. Two turnovers now here in this quarter for Onega. It's 5-2, 5:44 to go in this first. Frankfort over Onega. Frankfort with the ball. Parthmer, she's open, left wing, three-point shot, it's nothing but net! Two threes for Frankfort here in the opening quarter. Already a two-for-two from around the arc. Here is a long, short corner shot from Lauren Martin. She misses it, and Parthmer makes the rebound. Frankfort up by six, 8-2 over Onega. 5:16 to go in this first quarter. Short corner shot from Jackson. Jackson misses it for Frankfort, but it's rebounded offensively by Shirley. Shirley gets it out to Lorelei Loizo. She attempts a three, misses it. Here's another opportunity for the Frankfort Wildcats. Resetting from the very top, head coach Doug Thompson getting his team settled down. Again, first year here head coach for Frankfort, previously coach at Washington County. Here's a right side open shot for Parthmer, and that's another one that stings. Parthmer already hanging up two ornaments in quarter number one, while Frankfurt's hung up three. It's 11-2, a nine-point lead here for Frankfort over Onega with 4:48 to go in the opening quarter. Full timeout taken by Onega. We're back here in the 60-second timeout.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Brendan Prophet, Seth and Bobby back in studio. 4:48 left to go, the opening quarter. Timeout just taken by the Onega Buffaloes. As, again, another three-point shot was just hung out by the Frankfort Wildcats as they lead 11-2, a nine-point lead here over Onega. They've hit three threes in this first quarter, two alone from Parthmer. Here's Onega with the ball. Three-pointer to respond! And Hochstedler puts one in! We already have four threes in this opening quarter, not even 4 minutes into it, but 4:27 to go. 11-5. Leafs cut down to six now for Frankfort over Onega. Parthmer, right side. She looks to the wing to Shirley. Shirley over the top. Back to Loizo. Loizo, left side, Parthmer. Parthmer drives, spins around, kicks inside, throws it up on a hook shot, and she misses it. Rebound by Jaden Haskin. Haskin is averaging 6.3 rebounds a game. Coming down the floor, swings out left side, and then down to Martin in the paint, and that ball is hit out of bounds, knocked out by Parthmer. Onega will reset with it underneath the offensive glass. Underneath is Martin. Ringel. Ringel throws up to Haskin. Haskin up top to Hochstetler. Hochstetler, she'll reset at the very top of the perimeter. 20 seconds here on the shot clock. Back up top to Hochstetler. Hochstetler, she'll swing back left to Haskin. Haskin, she'll release the three, and she is fouled 4 foot back from the three-point line. Thinking it all the way from the South Pole, Haskin goes in for three and drives the and one. Frankfurt, three threes in this first quarter. Onega, two. Jade Haskin fouled in the three-point shot, so she'll go up and shoot the and one. Haskin, 8 of 34 in the season on threes. She misses the and one opportunity. What could have been a four-point play, 11-8. Frankfurt now only leads by three with 3:38 left to go in the opening quarter. Frankfurt with the ball. Lorelei Loizo, left side, top wing. She passes it to her right side. Now it's rotated down to the far right corner to Parthmer. Parthmer up top, reset the top of the arc. Left now to Lorelei Loizo. Flash out in front. Great pass inside, and it's in for Miley Howes for two. Great pass from Lorelei Loizo. A bounce pass that split two defenders inside the top elbows. And now it's a 13-8 lead here for Frankfurt with 3:10 to go in the opening quarter. Here now is Onega. Onega near his side, passing it to Hochstetler to the top. Now they're going to look for a pass in the interior, and somehow keeping that for Onega was Abby Ringel, wrangling it down. 11 seconds here on the shot clock, now down to 8 for Onega. They'll have to shoot it. Haskin releases. It's nothing but that again for Jaden Haskin. It's three mania in the opening quarter down here in Frankfort, Kansas. Six threes combined together. There's another three-point shot up for Frankfort, and it's off the back of the seal. And Haskin picks up the rebound. 13-11, a two-point lead here now for Frankfort. Both teams have switched three threes. Frankfort hit the first three. Now Onega has responded with the last three. Here's a turnover for the Onega Buffaloes on the near corner. It's taken away by all in Shirley for the steal. Frankfurt slowing it down, left wing, Parthmer, out to right to Jackson to Shirley, Shirley to Lorelei Loizo at the right elbow, and bounce back out the perimeter, 20 seconds here on the shot clock, Parthmer sitting around the elbow, bounce passes it back out for a reset, now pass the left side to Jackson inside, and a great pass, unfortunate, Molly Haug defended down low from Onega, and coming up with the rebound was Hochstetler. Now inside to Ringel, dump off to Martin, she'll travel down low, she's working one on three. Unfortunately, Buffaloes are going to have to pack their bags, on a family vacation here. Shout out to one of the best Christmas movies of all time. And now here is Frankfurt, that will take control. Nega picks up here a man-to-man pressure. Parthmer. Dribbling behind her back, picks the ball up and hands it out to her teammate in Shirley. Here now to Lorelei Loizo at the top of the perimeter, left side. 16 seconds on the shot clock, 1:23 on the main. We're in the first quarter, 13-11 lead here for Frankfurt. Frankfurt with the possession. Loizo gets stuck underneath the glass and the ball goes right underneath. And Ringel's going to make an unforced error here, throw the ball down the court. Thought she had a teammate going down the way, but it was only the Frankfurt Wildcats who were stampeding in the direction. So Frankfurt retakes over. Frankfurt has turned over zero times in this quarter, by the way. Onega has turned over five times. Frankfurt with the ball. Inside look to Loizo, and it just gets off the top of the bowl. And it's a rebound from Haskin for Onega. Ball batted out of bounds on the far boundary. Crowd side. 48 seconds to go in quarter one. 13-11, a two-point lead for the Frankfurt Wildcats, but Onega has a chance to tie it here. They took the opening lead 2-0. Frankfurt, they cut it quickly and took it 3-2 since then. And here's going to be another turnover, a steal by from Parthmer, her second in the game, sixth turnover for Onega. Frankfurt, spinning it around the perimeter, Now inside look to Shirley, and she is fouled on the floor. They won't give her the shot foul. Shirley will step out behind the glass and throw it in for Frankfurt. 28.2 seconds left to go in the opening quarter, 13-11, a two-point lead for Frankfurt. They have control of the ball, throwing it in on the baseline, and that is knocked out again. So another throw-in attempt here for Frankfurt. This time they'll throw it in from the left side instead of the right. Parthamer now throwing it in. Screen is set, getting it out to Haug on the corner. Now back up top to Loizo. Loizo peers to her right, passes that way as well. He's got Parthamer. Parthamer drops back, thinks about the three, instead passes back up top to her teammate, Loizo. Loizo handing out to Parthamer, now behind her at the top of the perimeter. 7 seconds left to go the quarter. Got to take a shot here. Here it goes. Three-pointer by Savannah Jackson. And that one rings the bell as well. 7 threes in the opening quarter. 4 for Frankfurt, 3 for Onega. We got a 16-11 game. Frankfurt leads by 5 after quarter number 1. We'll take a 60-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
3-point contest down here in Frankfort, Kansas, and only two teams were invited, the Frankfort Wildcats and the Onega Buffaloes. It's 16-11, a 5-point lead for Frankfort coming out of quarter number 1. Onega hit 3 threes in that first quarter, while the Frankfort Wildcats, they splashed 4. Both teams on a stretch of hitting 3 straight in a row. But now it's Onega with the ball down by 5, 16-11 with 7:50 to go here in quarter number 2 as we get this one on the way here on the MSC Sports. On the network, Hochstetler at the very top for Onega. Passes it down low, and that's going to be an easy steal and takeaway for Savannah Jackson. His Frankfurt team already 4 steals in the first half and has forced 7 turnovers, while the Frankfurt Wildcats, they haven't turned the ball over once. Here, pass out to Macy Wapp. Wapp with it. She goes inside, looks to Loizo, and Loizo, she passes it out and calls the announcer's jinx. That's the first turnover of the half there for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Onega takes back over, 7:24 to go in the first half, 16-11. Frankfurt head by 5, and Onega with the ball. This time, Brooklyn DeChant here in the game, the 5'6" freshman coming in for the first time. Inside pass, and that one just between 4 defenders, not sure what the look was there for Onega, but that's going to be an easy takeaway for the Frankfurt Wildcats. They have the ball, now working right to the left here on the court side. There's a steal from Macy Wappers right now. She drives inside baseline, right side, and they're going to say she traveled. So Frankfurt had no turnovers in that first quarter. Already back-to-back turnovers here to start quarter number 2. 16-11, 5-point lead for Frankfurt. Still, Onega has it down the court. Pressure relieved here. Frankfurt in a 2-3 zone defense. Two guards at the top of the perimeter here, swinging it back and forth for Onega. It's looking to Chant. The Chant now to her right to Dorsey. Dorsey now the right low wing. First time in. Carly DeChant, the 5'5" freshman. Now reset back up to the top to the Chant. The Chant driving with her left hand. 10 seconds here on the shot clock. Onega's got to be fast. Now just 7. The very top. Now swung out left side. Only 4 seconds on the shot clock. You got to take a shot here if you're Onega. 4-foot from the top of the perimeter and a miss from Hochstetler. Rebounds by Lorelei Loizo. Now driving inside, Parthamer. Parthamer shows up off to her teammate, and what could have been an easy bunny? Unfortunately, Savannah Jackson misses it. And Jaden Haskin makes her fourth rebound of the game. Haskin goes quickly down under Delaney Martin. Ball's being fought for on the ground. Somehow it's kept alive. Here's another three-point shot for Onega from Hochstetler. It's missed. There's rumbling on the floor. And a foul called against Onega. They'll get the foul against Laney Martin. Her first foul picked up here on the game. 16-11. 5-point lead here for Frankfurt over Onega with 5:53 to go in this second quarter. Onega relieving some pressure here, still in the man-to-man defense against Frankfurt. Frankfurt was at the top of the perimeter. Here's going to be an open three-point shot for Lorelai Loise, though. It skips off the back of the rim, and it's rebounded by Shirley, coming in like a rocket, able to make that rebound. Now here's Parthamer. Drive stepping inside, taking a nice step and leap, but unfortunately not able to get the finish. Rifflin, the champ, makes the rebound for Onega. Onega has it. On the near side, right wing, and kind of fumbling around with it, DeChamp, but able to get it out to her teammate. DeChamp with it now back at the top of the perimeter. She'll just flip it out to Lauren Martin. Martin to Carly DeChamp. Carly, far side wing to Haskin. Haskin dribbling back, just 9 seconds here on the shot clock. I think Onega for the first time actually used the shot clock last Tuesday this week against Jackson Heights when they were on the road. So I don't think this team is quite prepared for shot clocks because, you know, the last week they just have not been in quite that much of a hurry on these offenses, and that's a shot clock violation that resulted in a turnover for Onega. And after the violation, a timeout taken here by the Frankfurt Wildcats. We'll step aside for a quick 30-second timeout. 4:47 to go in the second quarter. 6-2-11, Frankfurt leads over Onega here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Hannah Reed, Assistant Vice President at the Farmer State Bank.
And I'm Rachel Spar, CSR.
It's a new year, fresh starts, big goals, and the same old scammers trying new tricks.
Keep an eye out for early year scams.
This year, make a resolution to protect your wallet, your information, and your peace of mind.
A message from your local anti-scam squad at FSB.
Like and follow us on Facebook for more scam information.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
4:47 to go in the second quarter. Frankfurt leads by 5, 16-11 here over the Onega Buffaloes, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Right now, Frankfurt with the ball. Samite taken by Doug Thompson. Thompson here in his first season with the Frankfurt Wildcats. Frankfurt, they hit 4 threes in that first quarter. They've been on a little bit of a drought here, though, and quarter number two is they have yet to score points. In fact, no teams here in quarter number two have scored points. We're 3 minutes and 20 seconds into the second quarter, and there has been still no points scored in this second quarter. But here, a chance, a three-pointer shot, missed. But a rebound underneath for Frankfurt. And the putback, that's Shane Anderson, the 5'5" sophomore, coming into the game. The sophomore who actually only has 3 points coming into the day. Here she's got the chance to double it. Scored the layup underneath the basket after the rebound. And now Anderson can make it a 3-point play. Make this lead. Here an 8-point lead. Anderson misses a free throw shot, but Frankfurt's able to recover and rebound it. Lane Loizo. Now Parthmer at the very top of the perimeter. Swings it out right to Tessa Rosequist. Inside to Lorelai Loizo underneath the basket. And it looks like we're going to get a jump ball under the glass. And here this possession stays with Frankfurt. Frankfurt, they've been on this side of the court here on the left side for about the last 40 seconds or so. Dominating this offensive possession right now and making the most out of it. Frankfurt, Parthamer. Now Louise at the very top of the perimeter. She'll swing it out to her right, keeping things in tempo. Frankfurt with 26 seconds here on the shot clock, so plenty of time here to look for a good offensive set and a try for a bucket. Louise on the left wing, standing with it on her pivot. Now out the right to Wop. Wop kicks out. Here's a 3-point shot, but that one off the very top of the glass. And it's rebounded from Lauren Martin. 3:45 to go here in this second quarter. 18-11. Frankfurt leads by 7 over the Onega Buffaloes. Onega, they still haven't scored here in this second quarter. 4 minutes and 25 seconds into it. Onega with it. Near side wing. They'll pass it inside to Lauren Martin, and it swishes around the rim before it falls off. And then the jump ball. Jump ball will stay here with Onega on the possession. They're going to make a three-man rotation here. And for the Frankfurt Wildcats, putting back in Holland Shirley, Miley Haug, as well as Savannah Jackson. So resetting here in the lineup on the floor. It looks like the main starting unit. Onega still with the ball. They throw it in from the baseline. Ringel out to Hochstetler. Hochstetler, she'll cross it out to her teammate. Far side to Haskins. Haskins, she'll make a dribble step inside for a long two. Couldn't make it, but an offensive rebound and putback for Abby Ringel. Now both teams at least put up 2 points here in the second quarter. But it's 18-13. A 5-point lead remains for the Frankfurt Wildcats over Onega with 3:04 to go in this first half. Frankfurt in control with the ball at the top of the perimeter. With Parthmer. Parthmer swings out right side. Now it's reset to the very top. Parthmer now left wing with it. She drives inside, spins around, fires it to her right, to her teammate Haug, who just came off the bench. Haug, Loizo, down to Jackson, Parthmer, a three! 4 foot from the arc, but it did not hit. It looked like from my angle, it went straight on through. So I think it just grazed the net, but it didn't go inside the bucket. Now Onega takes over after the missed shot. Down by 5, 18-13 over Frankfurt. 2:26 to go in the second quarter. Onega down by 5 with the ball underneath the basket. Great pass by Lauren Martin. She finds her teammate Abby Ringel. That's Martin's second assist here of this game. She has now over 7 assists on the season. 18-15, Onega draws this to 3. And a foul on Onega. It's going to be called against Mackenzie Dorsey. Her first foul picked up of the game. One of her best games of the season on Tuesday against Jackson High. That's, I believe, 5 to 6 points in that game, including the lead-changing layup at the half. Unfortunately, Onega still losing that game, 37-32. Did lead a half, 22-21. Here, Onega's down by 3, 18-15, with 1:48 to go here in the second quarter to Frankfurt. Frankfurt, though, drawing this lead a little farther away with a Lorelei Loizo three-point shot. Four different players now have hit threes for Frankfurt, and they have hit now 5 threes on the half. Frankfurt leads 21-15, a 6-point lead over Onega with 1:30 to go in this second quarter. Turnover! Onega giving it right back to Frankfurt after the three-point shot. Miley Haug with the steal. Haug with it on the right side wing. She'll pass it up top to Lorelei Loizo. Loizo keeps the ball above her head. She'll pass it down low. An underhand layup attempt for Jackson. She could not get it to go through. And Ringo comes up with the rebound. Onega down the floor quickly. 60 seconds left of the half. Onega's down by 6, 21-15 to Frankfurt. But they have the control of the ball. They can get a good shot up here. Ringel inside, look, and she was not able to go in over the top of the defender, Jackson. And Jackson comes down with the rebound. Now 40 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Frankfurt trying to extend this lead, already up 21-15 over Onega. In control of the possession, Shirley to Parthmer at the top of the timeline. Parthmer to her right. Now to Shirley. Shirley left elbow. Lorelei Loizo, a long two! And it's in! Lorelei Loizo, 7 points on the half, 5 points in this quarter. 23-15. The biggest lead here. Side of the game for Onega, up by 8. For Frankfurt, 23-15. And Onega turns the ball right back over. Their 11th turnover of the half. Frankfurt, they've only turned the ball over twice. This has been the main difference here this first half. 23-15. Onega with the 8-point lead with 2 seconds to go in the half. And Frankfurt. Then is Jackson trying to make a hook shot, but could not get it to go in. And that'll end our first half of play. 23-15. The Frankfurt Wildcats with their largest lead of the game by 8 here over the Onega Buffaloes. We'll take a step aside. We'll be right back here for our halftime show. Brought to you by Highland Community College. Again, 23-15. Here's our score. Frankfurt up by 8 over Onega.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's double and lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
The Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on 2.1 KMZA for the MSU Sports Radio Network. You're tuned in here to our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from that. Online at highlandcc.edu. 23-15 is our score. The Frankfurt Wildcats of Class 1A Division 1 lead by 8 here over the Onega Buffaloes of Class 1A Division 1 here in our girls matchup. Of course, after this one concludes, we'll have our post-game show as well as our player of the game. And to follow that, we'll go straight into the boys matchup, Frankfurt and Onega. But again, here for the first half, Frankfurt leads 23-15 this girls game over Onega. Frankfurt led out of the first quarter 16-11 and outscored Onega in the second quarter 7-4. I'll tell you what, that first quarter was electric. Seven total threes made altogether, four from Frankfurt and three from Onega. Frankfurt made the first three threes, Onega then they made the next three threes, and Frankfurt ended off the first quarter with a three-point shot from Savannah Jackson. But Savannah Jackson, a three-pointer, Lorelei Belizo, she's got one as well with 7 points. Tessa Farthmer, she's got 6 points with two threes. Carlin Shirley, she also has a three-point shot up as well. Frankfurt Wildcats have four different players here on the board with threes, with six different players on the board total, with 2 points being added by Miley Haug and 2 points being added by Shane Anderson. For the thing of Buffaloes, only three on the board for them. Willow Hawksteller with 3 points. Jaden Haskins with 6 points, all from threes for both of them. Abby Ringel, she's got 6 points total, but all from inside the paint with four rebounds on top. All lead the Onega Buffaloes. Looking here at some stats from that first half again. Frankfurt had 5 threes total. Onega only had 3. Onega, though, they had 11 turnovers compared to Frankfurt's just sole 2. Onega did out-rebound, though, the Frankfurt Wildcats 11-8. They also had 2 assists. Frankfurt only had 1, but then that big difference there was the turnovers. Frankfurt had 6 steals in that first half, 2 from Tessa Parthamer alone, 1 from Shirley, 1 from Haug, 1 from Jackson, and also 1 from Macy Wap. And then you look here, both teams no blocks, and also both teams 0-for-1 at the free throw line. So when you talk about the second half and what are going to be some adjustments going into the second half, I can imagine that both teams are going to want to get the free throw line more. We actually saw barely any fouls in that first half. There was not many fouls at all. It was a very quick first half, a lot of great scoring in that first quarter, a little kind of dip there in that second quarter. But overall, though, a fast-paced game, both teams going and pacing each other down the court at high speeds, which you gotta love. But, you know, on both sides of the court here, if you're Frankfurt, you want to get up to that free throw line more. You want to get some of those points inside. You want to start making some of those easy bunnies and layups, because they definitely missed quite a few there in that first half for Onega. It's mostly about getting aggressive, driving inside more, being able to take some of those inside shots. Early in the game, Frankfurt, they hit three straight threes. And from that point, you were kind of wondering, okay, how's Onega going to respond to that? Well, on their own part, they were able to hit three straight threes as well. But for them, it's going to have to be paced a little differently in this second half. You don't know if both teams are going to be continue to shoot this way. Again, it's kind of unpredictable at this point. But what you can do is you can continue to be aggressive. You can continue to drive inside, draw those fouls, things that are a little easier there in the game in those fundamental aspects. Get up to the free throw line, drive inside, get Ringel as well as Martin more involved underneath, or Martin. She's a player who averages nearly 8 points a game. She averages over 10 rebounds a game. But currently right now, she's being held in check at 2 boards and no points here to that first half for Onega. So you got to get your post more involved here if you're Onega. You got to be able to find openings, find space, move around more. And Frankfurt, they're playing a nice 2-3 zone that's really disrupting the inside worker for Onega. Every time they get to Martin, every time they get to Ringel, there is immediately three players in coercion just right there able to make that stop and block and prevent from any points down low. And for Onega, it's just about getting more aggressive. You get that ball down there, you just go up, you force contact, and you get yourself up to the free throw line for any opportunity possible. And other than that, again, you got to take more quality shots. You got to limit turnovers too. On top of that, you have to force turnovers. You got to force more turnovers here in this matchup. Right now, this, again, Onega team, they average 7.3 steals per game, but they have not gotten a single steal through that first half. So got to get a little more aggressive, both offensively and defensively. Create some more turnovers. Set yourself into a transitional offense, some fast break, some points off turnovers. Get yourself back into this contest. But again, you're still only down by 8, still within under double digits, and that's exactly where you want to be right now here if you're the Onega Buffaloes. Mentioned before, Frankfurt, they went 1-2 against Onega last year. Onega, they have won the last two straight contests, 58-50 and 46-36. Frankfurt Wildcats would like to get a little revenge here at the beginning here part of this season. And again, this is our last broadcast of 2025. Our next one will be at 2026, January the 2nd. So again, we cap out the 2025 year before the winter break. Both teams will be taking a break. Frankfurt, though, not quite like other teams. They will be playing some contests. They'll have Fayberry, Thayer Central, and Rock Hills, a holiday tournament on the 22nd, 30th, and 31st. So unlike most teams that just take that entire time off, Frankfurt, they maximize their schedule with the new Kasha expansion and that it is many games as possible to this season so that way they can get more time on the court. All right, we're going to step aside here for 2 minutes. Again, our halftime score 23-15. Frankfurt leads here over Onega. We'll be back for the start of the second half, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Community Healthcare System, wishing you and your family a joyful, healthy holiday season as we celebrate this special time of year. We want to thank our patients, staff, and communities for your trust and support. Whether you're gathering with loved ones, traveling near or far, or simply enjoying a peaceful moment at home, we hope your holidays are filled with warmth, laughter, and good cheer. From all of us here at Community Healthcare System, happy holidays, and may the new year bring you health, happiness, and hope.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
This holiday season, Foster Ford is spreading cheer with our Christmas giveaway. Enter our drawing for a chance to win one of two adorable Christmas bears or one of two $50 Chamberbuck gift certificates. It's our way of saying thank you and celebrating the season with you. Stop by Foster Ford right off Highway 75 in Holton to enter and check out our great selection of new and used inventory. Wishing you a joyful holiday season from all of us at Foster Ford.
Oh yes, Christmas morning. the most wonderful time of the year, and the most likely for someone to trip over a new hoverboard. Good news, the Brian Green Agency can't stop your uncle from plugging too many light strands into one outlet, but they can help make sure your home, auto, and holiday sanity are protected.
This is Brian Green, from slippery driveways to flying fruitcakes. Life happens, but with Brian Green and Allstate on your side, you're always in good hands, even during the festive chaos. The Brian Green Agency wishes you a safe, joyful, and hopefully low-deductible Christmas.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Right after halftime, two quarters left to go, 16 minutes all together. You start half number two, 23-15. Frankfurt up by eight over the Onega Buffaloes. And here they come out in the second half and immediately turn the ball right over to the Onega Buffaloes. And Onega, they had 11 turnovers in that first half, looking to handle the ball a little more well here, but also find a way to get a little more aggressive. Attack those 2-3 zone here, the Frankfurt Wildcats. Here they'll go inside. Yes, they do. They started off just like that. Ringel gets the assist, finds Dorsey on the opposite side, and just as I mentioned at the half, find a way to attack that 2-3 zone, get inside, be more aggressive, and Onega, now they only draw to a 6-point game, 23-17, only down by 6 now, and a foul against Onega. First charge against Willow Hochstetler, talked about that also at the half, but only that first half didn't feature a whole lot of fouls. Both teams playing pretty soft when it came to aggressiveness. We'll see if we have both teams up the tempo and sense of the year in half number two. Lorelai Eliza with it at the top of the perimeter. She swings out left side to Savannah Jackson. Jackson back up to Shirley at the top. Shirley nearly gets the ball taken away from her, but she spins around, fires a three-pointer, misses it. Savannah Jackson with the putback attempt, but could not get to go on through. Rangel comes down with the rebound for Onega, and now Onega will take it down the court. 6:50 to go in the third quarter, 23-17. Onega trails by six here to Frankfurt. Onega with the ball. Haskin, left side wing. She had 2 threes in that first half, with 6 points total to tie the leading score for the Onega Buffaloes. And Abby Ringel, here's a three attempt by Haskin, a miss from the left side of the rim, but underneath, a rebound by Martin. So this possession continues off a second chance opportunity for the Onega Buffaloes. Haskin back with it on the left side wing. Shot clock is reset at 20 seconds right now here. Back out to Haskin. Haskin, she loses the ball between her legs and is able to pick it right back up. She goes inside on a pass, and it's stolen away by Lorelai Eliza. She's down the court fast, and then fouled down low. They get it against Willow Hochstetler. Hochstetler already two fouls in this quarter. Two fouls on the game for the 5-5 junior Hochstetler. Now Frankfurt's Lorelai Eliza will head up to the free throw line. That's another thing we talked about the half, was that both teams, 0-1 the free throw line. Both teams didn't really get too aggressive when it came to driving inside and drawing those shot fouls. But here we've already seen a different start and tone for both these teams coming out in the third quarter. You can tell both coaches made plenty of adjustments at the half already. Lorelai Eliza here at the free throw line nails 2 for 2. Now Eliza, 10 of 20 on this season. That evens her percentage out from 44 to 50% shooting at the charity line this year. 25-17. Back up by eight is Frankfurt. Over Onega with 5:53 to go in this third quarter. Onega with control of the ball. Left side wing, Hochstetler. Hochstetler, Dorsey. Dorsey takes a short quarter shot, but an overreach off the rim, but rebounded on the far corner from Haskin. Haskin resets at the timeline. There's only 5 seconds on the shot clock. I think she just noticed it, so she throws up a huge three-point shot, misses it, and somehow it gets rebounded by Dorsey, and Dorsey misses it as well. The two back-to-back threes get missed. 5:23 to go in this third quarter. Frankfurt still up by 8, 25-17 over Onega. Near side wing is Miley Howe. Nearly loses the ball, is able to grab it right back at the half-court line, and they're going to get her on a turnover, palming the ball while dribbling. And that'll be the fourth turnover for Frankfurt up in this game. Buffalo still with 12 turnovers. Only down by 8, 25-17. To Frankfurt with 5:06 to go in this third. Hochstetler, right side wing, turns around, flips it out to her teammate Ringel. Ringel goes cross court, finds Martin, but Martin misses the easy shot, a long short range two, if you will. misses it. Rebound now down the floor. Fast transition for Frankfurt. And that ball gets knocked out of bounds. So Frankfurt, they worked it quickly down the court. They found Parthamer. Parthamer was fouled. And she'll go up to the line and shoot two. So Frankfurt already being the aggressor here. Underneath the basket in half number two. Last time up was Lorelei Eliza. She went 2 for 2 at the line. Parthamer misses her first. Parthamer now 12 of 24 on this season, shooting 50% from the charity line. Getting ready for her next free throw shot. Here it goes, and it is just off the top. So 0 for 2. Parthamer goes at the free throw line, and the rebound is picked up by Lauren Martin for her fourth rebound of the game. Now to Haskin. Haskin's out of the perimeter, swings it right side to Dorsey. Dorsey stands with it, steps left and fires that way as well as Chant. The Chant, she'll fire it right back towards Dorsey. Dorsey inside, looking inside of the paint is Ringel, and Ringel will be fouled on the floor by Frankfurt. They'll call it against Miley Haug, her first foul of the game for the 5-for-5 junior. One of the team leads here in assists this season for Frankfurt with 11. Onega with it at the timeline with Brooklyn DeChant. DeChant out to her right through Haskin. Haskin dribbles up slowly with her right hand up to the top of the wing, and then she swings around the perimeter. Three set back up to DeChant at the top. Now left side looks to DeChant. DeChant, she fires a far three, and it is missed off the right of the rim and is rebounded by Tessa Parthamer. But then as soon as Frankfurt gets it, they will give it right back. Season of given. And Onega will take it kindly back on their bench on the pass-in. DeChant throwing it in to Dorsey. Dorsey, left side of Haskin. And it looks like they're going to get another bat away here from Frankfurt. Onega will have to throw it in once more from their bench. They get into Haskin on the corner. She cuts inside, drives, passes out to the right elbow. It's a far two-pointer. And it is out of bounds, and the possession will change to Frankfurt. 25-17 in the third quarter. 8-point lead for Frankfurt over Onega with 3:47 to go in the third. And a foul on the floor, far side for Onega. They call it against Jaden Haskin. She picks up her first, the 5'8" senior. As Onega, they are applying the full court pressure here against the Frankfurt Wildcats. So we'll see how Frankfurt is able to handle this full court man-to-man pressure. Howe goes over the top. She finds Parthamer. Parthamer down the floor. She can look to Jackson, and the ball is knocked out of bounds in the pass. Parthamer needed to throw that one a little quicker or wants to take it herself. Fortunately for Frankfurt, the ball is knocked out of bounds by Onega, so we'll have a chance here for an inbound underneath the glass. They pass it in. They find it to Howe. Howe up to Lorelei Eliza. Here's a deep three. It's off the top of the chalk. And it's rebounded by Ringel for her sixth rebound of the game. Haskin down the floor, right side dribbling. Out to DeChant. DeChant on the wing. Steps back with her right foot. Now passes it out up top to Dorsey. Dorsey left down the far corner to Martin. Martin up to the right of her to the wing. Now pass inside underneath the glass. And Ringel cannot go in. It's rebounded by Savannah Jackson. And now Frankfurt pushes the floor fast. Lorelei Eliza, top left side wing. Doug Thompson, head coach of Frankfurt. He's going to switch the offensive play call. He's going to say 4-4. And then he's going to flash up top left side. Eliza gets it. Now she swings out to Shirley. Shirley looks high on a pass and instead drives. She sets a screen inside. Haug. Haug. Eliza. Eliza. Parthamer. Parthamer 3 foot off the arc. Sends the three. Misses. But it's rebounded by Savannah Jackson. A second chance opportunity. 1 second though on the shot clock. It's up and it's off and out. And that will be a shot clock violation against Frankfurt for the turnover. Neither shot hit the rim to reset the timer. And Onega on a shoot timeout break. Working the champ. We'll throw it in. Working right to left of your dial. Onega trailing by 8 still, 25-17 to Frankfurt with 2:33 to go in this third quarter. Onega has only scored 6 points since the end of the first quarter, while Frankfurt has only scored 9 points since the end of the first quarter. Onega with it. Ball loose on the ground. Players are falling on it. And a timeout will be taken by Frankfurt. They'll say they keep the possession here. Nice. Also offered by Miley Gow. It's a full timeout taken by Frankfurt. 2:18 to go in the third quarter. 25-17. Frankfurt leads by 8 over the Onega Buffaloes. We're back after this here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
Jessa Parkmer driving down the court for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Frankfurt leads 25-17 over Onega. Lead of 8 with 2:06 to go here in this third quarter. Frankfurt just called the timeout to maintain the possession, and Jessa Parkmer nearly loses the ball behind her back, but maintains it. Now Parkmer, slow tempo, gets it up. The ball actually hits right into the ref, and then it goes back into the hands of Frankfurt. Frankfurt, only 6 seconds here on the shot clock. Now only 4 seconds on the shot clock. Wide open shot will be taken by Savannah Jackson, and it's off the back of the window. Savannah Jackson, 2 threes. And Frankfurt, with their largest lead of the game, it now extends to 11. The first time any team has led by double digits, 28-17. Frankfurt over Onega with 1:25 to go in the third. Onega finally getting fouled and going up to the free throw line for the first time in this game. There's a minute 23 to go in this third quarter. I said it at the half. Well, actually, I believe they're not going to say a shot foul. I would have sworn that could have been a shot foul right there. That's the way Dorsey was heading up with it, but I'll say it was not a shot foul. And Onega will instead throw it in from the baseline. Onega has it on the right corner. Now up top, and Haskin will take a three-pointer, and it'll go in and out of the bucket from the back end of it. And the rebound is by Parthamer. Parthamer has it near wing, up top to Wap. Wap to her left to Loizo. Loizo shakes the ball above her head. She'll nod, saying she can't pass it to her teammate. Passes it to her when she drives inside. And that will be a turnover for Frankfurt. Ball stolen by Dorsey. Welcome to the chant for Onega. Right wing up top to Dorsey. Dorsey to her left to Haskin. Haskin inside look to Ringel. Ringel bounce pass inside. Good look. And fouled is Lainey Martin. I believe that time should qualify as a shot foul, and yes, it will. Lainey Martin, she'll head up to the line and shoot two. The first time the Onega Buffaloes players have went up to the line to shoot two in this game. And Martin's first shot goes up and off the right of the rim. I said at the half, Onega needs to get more aggressive here underneath for some shot fouls. It'll be their first time heading up to the line in this second half. Lainey Martin, she goes 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Onega, now 1 of 3 on the game from the line. Down by 10, 28-18. And they got a 10-point game with 41.9 seconds left to go, but Frankfurt still maintains the lead. And here's a full-court pressure by Onega. Frankfurt tries to break it. They do so with Tessa Parthmer and her dribbling skills as she drives inside. Spins around and kicks it out on a bounce pass to her teammate, Lorelai Loizo. Loizo to her left to Jackson. Jackson checking the ball above her head, looking for an overhead pass. Here she'll go chest pass to Parthamer. Parthamer stepping right foot inside. Now passes to her teammate Loizo. Loizo will skip it, cross the court. She'll find Wap. Wap driving inside. 8 seconds to go here on the shot clock. Parthamer. Loizo, three, off the very top of the glass. The ball's getting pinballed around. Who's going to pick it up? And they're going to get a shot clock violation against Frankfurt for the turnover. 6 seconds to go in the third. Onega can end it here with a decent shot. They draw within a 10-point game heading into the fourth quarter. It would be a best-case scenario. It looks like Frankfurt, they're going to take off a lot of their starting players here, not let anyone foul before the start of the fourth quarter. 3 seconds to go. And Onega, get a shot up. Haskins, time expires. Not able to get that shot up in time, but it was no good anyway. Our conclusion here at the third quarter, 28-18. Frankfurt leads over Onega. We'll take a step aside for the start of the fourth here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at LifetimeHolton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Kansaland Radio.
We return for the start of the fourth here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Crit and Profit, Bobby and Seth back in studio. 28-18. Frankfurt leads by 10 over the Onega Buffaloes. Onega has it though to start this fourth quarter. Inside, here's Dorsey in the paint, and they're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow will go to Frankfurt. So a turnover for Onega, their 14th turnover of the game. Frankfurt, they only have 8 total turnovers. Frankfurt trying to break the full court press, and they're going to get a charge against Parthamer. That's the 9th turnover for Frankfurt. Extended her arm at the very end there, trying to get down the floor. That's the 3rd foul against Tessa Parthamer. Parthamer, she had 6 points in the first half. She's got 2 steals and 5 rebounds, 6 points total. And Onega will get to throw it in underneath the offensive glass. Here to Haskins. Haskins, 3-point shot from the corner, but she hits off the left of the glass, so didn't even get to the basket. And the rebound was picked up by Loizo. Now Frankfurt, down the floor, Parthamer. Parthamer, left, top wing, trying to command and call this offense, looking for a player in front of her. Here she decides to take it herself, breaks a couple of ankles, drives down low, and then she is fouled for 2. Parthamer, man, her dribbling skills have been on showcase in tonight's matchup here against Onega. And you can tell a player like her has worked hard in the offseason, each and every offseason she has. Top player in volleyball, also a top player here in the basketball season as well. Parthamer, 5'9" junior. Parker misses her first one here at the free throw line, and here she'll also miss her second. She's 0-for-4 at the free throw line in this game. And Onega making the rebound was Haskins. Down the floor, 3-point shot, up and out. Rebounded by Hawks, and they're Hawksteller. Nice steal, but I think this is going to be a half-court violation. Well, actually, won't even get to that point, as Onega, they'll throw it out all the way at their own backcourt line, and that'll be their 15th turnover of the game. Frankfurt now has it in the front court, their offensive side, on the baseline. Shirley will throw over the top on the inbound. Parthamer, Parthamer drives inside, a nice step, driving through multiple defenders, and Parthamer, some beautiful moves to help extend this lead by 12, the largest lead here for Frankfurt over Onega, 30-18 with 6:52 to go in the fourth quarter. Onega with it. Pass off inside, they're looking to wrangle, but it's going to be stolen by Lorelei Loizo. 16 turnovers in the game for Onega. Just a lot of forced errors here for Onega. They've made so many pass attempts inside the paint, but just really haven't been taking good looks at those passes. And it's been resulting in a lot. 3-point shot here for Frankfurt is missed, and Ringel picks up the rebound. Now Onega back in control. Still, not They have been jammed offensively here by this 2-3 defense by Frankfurt. And now a timeout will be called by head coach Adam Kupal. And it'll be a 30 timeout. We'll take a step aside. 30-18, a lead of 12 here for Frankfurt over Negro. 6:15 to go in the fourth quarter. We're right back after this here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Timeout was just taken by the Onega Buffaloes. Head coach Adam Kupal. The Onega Buffaloes currently right now down 12 points, 30-18. So Frankfurt, this is their largest lead of the game. With 6:15 left to go here in the fourth quarter, Onega has only scored 7 points since the end of the first quarter. Frankfurt, they've scored 14 points since the end of the quarter as well. So an electric first quarter of scoring, followed by the last 2.5 quarters of drought on both sides. And Onega, as soon as they get the inbound and they turn the ball over on a travel, Frankfurt takes back over. And here they'll try to break the full court press. Barthelmer nearly loses the ball, but keeps it alive. And now she'll handle it down the court. Dribbles and drives it past the far side boundary. Now she gets it to Lola Loizzo past the timeline. Now to Holland Shirley. Shirley with it. I passes it out to her teammate, Barthelmer. Barthelmer left Loizzo. Loizzo, 3-point shot is up! And in like a bullet in a tin can. A 3-pointer for Lorelei Loizzo. 2 threes on the game for Loizzo. 2 threes for Jackson. 2 threes for Barthelmer. It's been all threes here for the Frankfurt Wildcats as they get another steal. Savannah Jackson, here's another three attempt, and it's good. Molly Howe joins the 3-point contest for Frankfurt. 5 different athletes have hit threes for Frankfurt in this game. Frankfurt has dished 8 threes in this contest. They've taken the lead 36-18, their largest lead. And Onega responds underneath the basket with Abby Ringel. Now she's at 8 points on the game. 5 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. But a 16-point lead for Frankfurt over Onega, 36-20. Frankfurt down the floor. Lorelei Loizzo, she'll also hit another three. 2 straight for Lorelei Loizzo. 9 threes on the game for Frankfurt. I think they're finding back their groove. Also as well, this will be the highest scoring game of the season for Frankfurt. A steal by Barthelmer, drives down, tries to lay in a bunny, but could not get it to go in. And as soon as Onega gets it back, they gift it straight back to the Frankfurt Wildcats. Well, Frankfurt, they had 4 threes in the first quarter. Here they have 4 threes in the fourth, and now they have really separated the score. Their largest lead of today, 39-20, leading by 19, came into this quarter only leading 28-18. I think they have just by 7. Or, excuse me, 8-25-17. Frankfurt with it. Lorelei Loizzo is at 2 threes back-to-back, heads up the left side wing, passes to her teammate Barthelmer. Barthelmer is at a nice night as well with 8 total points. Barthelmer swings it back out to Lorelei Loizzo. 4:10 left to go in the fourth quarter, 5 seconds on the shot clock. Barthelmer just has to shoot a long 3, and she'll be way short of the basket. That'll be the 10th turnover for Frankfurt as it expires the shot clock. 39-20, 19-point lead for Frankfurt over Onega with 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Brooklyn the chance, taking it down the court. And another turnover. No! Batted back in the hands of Onega. Nearly taken away, though, by Barthelmer. And here's a long 2-pointer hit by Lauren Martin. Now, Frankfurt in control, trying to break the full court pressure. Barthelmer has it. She's been excellent tonight. She's hasn't had a turnover yet when trying to break it, and she does it again, but this time she loses the ball at the top of the perimeter, and she'll be hit on her right wrist. The foul called against Onega. And that'll be called against Brooklyn the champ for her third foul. He is a 5'6" freshman substitution here for Frankfurt. Colin Shirley comes off to the bench, and Matthew Wapp will step in. Martha Murph dribbling, passing to her left side to her teammate Jackson. Jackson, she's stuck in a jam, and she turns the ball over. Brooklyn Shannon gets her first steal, takes the ball quickly down the court, can't finish the layup, and Wapp gets the rebound. Her first of the game, and then a foul that follows soon after. The foul is against Abby Ringel of Onega. Her first of the game, Frankfurt with the possession underneath the baseline, and they take it down the court. Against the full court pressure, Partha Murph continuing to be successful down the timeline. Wiseau, left side wing. She looks inside, and that ball is loose on the floor. It's stolen by Abby Ringel, and now Onega takes back over. Down by 17, 39-22 with 2:52 to go in the fourth. Here to Onega. And Onega turns the ball over, but then a foul to follow. So again, Frankfurt, 17-point lead over Onega, 39-22. 2:46 to go in the fourth quarter. Substitutions coming out and coming in. Carly DeChamp stepping in for Onega, as well as Martin and Haskins. Wapp for Frankfurt, passing it to the right. To Loizo, Loizo inside, going over the top on the right side, low post, and not able to get the two to go in. The Chant makes the rebound, and now Nega quickly down the floor, swan diving underneath the basket. The Chant could not make the shot, and Parthmer picks up her sixth rebound of the game. Frankfurt has it on their baseline in the backcourt. Needing to break this full court pressure once again. They've done it every time. Parthamer here passes to her teammate, and that's the first time Parthamer has failed to get this ball down the court for Frankfurt, as that results in a turnover. Missed pass to her teammate on the near side, just a little high. And now Onega takes back over. Down by 17, 39-22 to Frankfurt. 2:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Can Onega make the huge comeback here with just 2 minutes left to go? Gonna be tough. Haskin drives inside, misses the layup, an easy bunny. And then a foul to follow immediately afterwards. The foul is against Onega, and that is their fifth foul of the quarter. So no more fouls to give for Onega. That puts Frankfurt at the free throw line. Tessa Parthamer. Parthamer has been an unfortunate 0-for-4 tonight. She came in 12 of 23 on the season. Now she shoots under 50% on the year. And here she continues to not be able to get inside the basket. She is 0-for-5 at the free throw line. Doesn't disregard the fact that she has been incredible in many ways tonight for Frankfurt. 8 total points, 2 threes, 6 rebounds, and 3 steals. And Parthamer still just struggling at the free throw line. 0-for-2 right here. It looks like they fouled her on a three, so she gets three chances here. And that finally, that third one goes in, so right there, finally finding one there for Tessa Parthamer. She now is 1 of 7 on the game from the free throw line. Onega has it with Haskin, past midcourt. Haskin passes out to her left to DeChant. DeChant, she'll take a three at a low arc, and it'll go right past the basket, out of bounds, and that'll give the ball to the Frankfurt Wildcats. 40-22, an 18-point lead for Frankfurt over Onega with 1:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Parthamer driving down the court, loses her footing in the ball as well. She falls on the floor. She's slow to get up, and Brooklyn DeChant takes the steal and goes in for two. So a check in here on Parthamer. She is punched. I think she'll just be able to get substituted here. I think she'll be all right. Just, again, fell down kind of hard, and she'll come off of the bench to get a breather. And I believe also Frankfurt has declared the victory as they put in their bench squad or J.B. Seaman here. With 1:25 to go in the fourth quarter, up by 16, 40-24 over Onega. Onega, they remain the varsity starters in this matchup. Foul from Onega, and that'll allow Frankfurt to go up and shoot two at the line. So, all here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Coming here, we got Keely Estes, Shane Anderson, A.C. Wap, Helen Hyman, the sophomore. And you're at the free throw line to shoot two is Miley House. So the only starter for Frankfurt out on the floor here remaining is Miley House. She's at the free throw line to shoot two. She misses her first. And now she'll try to make the second, and she'll skip that one as well. So 0 for 2 at the free throw line for Haug. Now Haskett has it for Onega. Passes it off to her right side, a Hochstetler. Hochstetler to DeChant, and DeChant is fouled. They call it on the floor against Frankfurt. That's the second foul of the quarter for the Frankfurt Wildcats. First foul of the game for Keely Estes, the 5'6" sophomore. 1:13 to go in the fourth quarter. Frankfurt up 40-24. Again, they got their bench team in here. Haskett attempts a three-pointer here for Onega, and that is off the rim. Rebounded from Miley Haug. Haug takes this one down the floor for her third rebound of the game. She's stuck in a corner here on the right side wing. A screen is set for her to get out of it. Now it's at the left. And it looks like we got another foul. This one against Onega. They finally put Frankfurt back up to the free throw line here. Macy Wap up to the line. The first shot goes up and goes in. Not a lot of free throw shooting success today for Frankfurt. Here Wap, she hits her first. She is now 7 of 12 on the season from the free throw line, shooting well over 50%. Saying this was a 17-point game, and now extending it to an 18-point game, going 2 for 2 at the free throw line. It's now 42-24, an 18-point lead for Frankfurt over Onega with 49.3 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. And Shirley will step out as well. So now it is all JV or bench on the floor for Frankfurt. Lexi Muting, the sophomore, out on the floor for the first time this game for Frankfurt. Muting, Estes, Anderson, Wap, as well as Helen Hyman, all out on the floor for the Frankfurt Wildcats, trying to close out this game, improving Frankfurt to 4-3 on the season right before the break, trying to help drop Onega to the 2-3 start of the season. This is for the break as well for them. Final game of 2025 for Onega. Of course, Frankfurt, they still have three more games of 2025. Fairbury on the 22nd, Bayer Central on the 30th, and Rock Hills on the 31st. Frankfurt turns the ball over. Well, time in this game, and Onega takes back over 26 seconds to work here in the fourth quarter, but down by 18, 42-24. Again, starter still out on the floor for Onega. Backups here in for Frankfurt. And a rebound underneath the basket by Keely Estes, her first rebound of this game, and I believe actually the season on the varsity roster. And there's a foul on the floor on Frankfurt, and the clock stops at 12 seconds. Again, after this, we'll have our post-game show as well as our player of the game segment to follow. We'll take a step aside, and we'll get ready right for the boys' matchup, Frankfurt and Onega. Ball knocked out of bounds once more, 5.6 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Frankfurt now having secured the win, up 42-24. See if this will mark our final score. And right now here holding it is Shane Anderson, and that will conclude our game. 42-24, Frankfurt makes nine, to head to a 42-24 victory over the Onega Buffaloes to improve to 4-3 on the season. Onega, they dropped to 2-3 after a game of nearly 20 turnovers. We'll take a step aside. We'll be back for our player of the game and our post-game show, all here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
As the season gathers us close, we hope you find moments of restoration tucked between the celebrations, quiet breaths, shared laughter, and small rituals that keep both body and mind steady. The holidays can be joyful, but they can also be demanding, and caring for yourself is not an indulgence. It's a gift you also give to the people who count on you. At Holton Community Hospital, their family medicine team is here throughout the entire season, ready to support your wellness. Whether you're managing a lingering cough, navigating stress, or simply needing guidance to stay healthy, take gentle care of yourself and those that you love. From everybody at Holton Community Hospital, happy holidays.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Kansaland Radio.
We welcome you to our final segment here of the girls matchup. It's our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best of the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. It's also our player of the game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. The Frankfurt Wildcats improved to 4-3 on the season, while the Onega Buffaloes dropped to 2-3 on the season here on the girls' side. 42-24, a victory for Frankfurt over the Onega Buffaloes. Frankfurt, they came out dominating that first quarter, 16-11, a 5-point lead after Frankfurt. They had four threes in that first quarter. Onega, they hit three. Frankfurt, in that second quarter, they outscored Onega 7-4 going into the half, 23-15, an 8-point lead. And then you get into quarter number three, a quarter that was a very drought quarter for both teams. Both teams, it took 4 minutes into the third quarter before any team scored. Frankfurt got it going. They outscored Onega just 5-3 in the third quarter. So it really wasn't the middle portion of this game. It was the beginning and the end. It was the start of the race and the end of the race here for Frankfurt, because they scored 16 points in the first quarter, and they piled an incredible 14 points in the fourth and held Onega in check to just 6 points in the fourth to secure the victory, 42-24. Thor Lalawise official 15 points in the game. Savannah Jackson 6, Miley Haug 5. Tessa Parkhamer with 9 points, 3 points for Shirley. Shay Anderson finished with 2 points, and Macy Watt finished 2 points as well. For the Onega Buffaloes and their scoring, Hawk Settler finished with 3. DeChamp finished with 2. Lauren Martin with 2. Jaden Haskin with 6. Abby Ringel with 8. Lanny Martin with 1, and Mackenzie Dorsey with 2, with the leading score from Onega being Abby Ringel, who had 8 points and 7 rebounds in the game, an assist and a steal. But for your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services, visit with bankwithfarmers.com. It's none other than Lorelei Loizo, a 5'10" senior, finishing with 2 steals, an assist, 3 rebounds, 2 for 2 at the free throw line, 3 three-pointers, and 15 total points on the game. An incredible performance put on by the 5'10 senior. But again, a compliment also to Tessa Parthamer, who finished with 4 steals, 7 rebounds, 9 points. Unfortunately, did go 1 of 7 at the free throw line, as Frankfurt shot a poor 5 of 13 from the line tonight. So going forward, you'd like to see that free throw percentage go up for Frankfurt. But if you look at some other stats, Frankfurt only had a total of 12 turnovers on the game, while forcing nearly 20 turnovers from Onega, with 11 total steals, 4 of them from Parthenberg and 2 from Lorelei Loizzo. So a dominant game for Frankfurt. They improved to 4-3 on this season. Onega drops to 2-3. Frankfurt upcoming on their schedule. They'll have Bayberry on the 22nd, Thayer Central on the 30th, and Rock Hills on the 31st. For the Onega Buffaloes, they will have the entirety here of the winter break. They will come back to action on January the 2nd, which will be our next broadcast as well after this one. They'll be taking on Blue Valley Randolph at home. We'll take a step aside and we'll get you ready for the boys matchup here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. It's Frankfurt taking on the Onega Buffaloes.